Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Toyota grabs number one.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. For 76 years, GM has been the world's best-selling car maker. Not anymore. Today, Toyota said it sold more cars than GM in the first 3 months of the year. That's the first time Toyota has passed GM, but it's only one quarter. GM says it plans to reclaim the top spot by the end of the year. Toyota says its goal is to make the best cars, not sell the most. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow got oh so close to 13,000, but then came crashing down. The Dow wound up losing ground for the first time in a week. The index dropped 42 points to 12,919. The NASDAQ lost a couple to 2523. The S&P 500 fell 3 points to 1481. Today in Asia, stocks were mixed, but European shares are down a full percent early on. We've had a string of problems with some of the food we eat. And when I say we, I'm including the cats and dogs. First, we had the E. coli outbreak in the bagged spinach. Then we had contaminated peanut butter. And, of course, the big pet food recall. Today, a House committee holds a hearing on what's going on with the food supply. More now from Steve Henn.
Each year, contaminated food makes roughly 76 million Americans sick. 300,000 end up at the hospital and 5,000 die. Chris Waldrop is at the Consumer Federation of America.
There are definite cracks in the system, and we need to address them. If we don't, we're going to continue to see outbreaks. The food supply is not going to be as safe as it really needs to be.
Since 2004, the number of reported E. coli cases has increased 50%. One culprit, filthy fresh veggies. Tom Stenzel is president of the United Fresh Produce Association.
The public expects an independent third party to tell us what is safe enough.
Right now, U.S. produce growers aren't regulated. The FDA doesn't have clear authority to inspect farms until after a problem's occurred. And even Stenzel says the industry needs regulation and $100 million for new inspectors to do the job. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
People who run hedge funds make a lot of money. I think you've probably heard that before. Just how much? Well, an annual ranking of the hedge fund managers says the top spot belongs to James Simons. He's the founder of Renaissance Technologies. Last year, he earned $1.7 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments. In companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices, Calvert.com.
The British airline Virgin is supposed to announce a big order from Boeing today, a couple dozen 787 Dreamliners. 787s are more fuel efficient than other models like 747s. And Virgin is also announcing that next year it'll begin testing planes that run on biofuel. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard joins us from London. Stephen, tell us more about what Virgin's up to here.
Richard Branson, the boss of Virgin Airlines, says that a joint venture that he has with Boeing and General Electric will get the first commercial jet powered by biofuels in the air by next year. It's a 747. it'll be flying experimentally by 2008, and, says Branson, within 5 years, biofueled jets could be operating commercially.
Wow. I mean, the talk before was that it was going to take a decade before these planes were in the air. What happened?
Well, undoubtedly, there's been a huge amount of pressure building up on the airline industry, especially in Europe. Moves are afoot to cap the carbon emissions of the airlines and to force them to take part in the carbon trading system. And there's a lot of public pressure building up, too. I mean, there's a lot of guilt seems to be associated now in Europe with flying. Increasingly, consumers are saying, what are we doing to the atmosphere when we fly off 3 or 4 times a year for our vacations? Even though it must be said that aviation globally at the moment is only contributing something like 3 or 5% of total emissions, but there is this consumer guilt building up, and indeed a prominent British churchman even went so far as to say that flying in these circumstances could be regarded as sinful.
Huh. Well, what kind of biofuel are they using?
Not ethanol. Apparently, it doesn't work well at altitude, so not so good as an aircraft fuel. They're testing up to 8 different biofuels, and they're confident they're going to get the right one, but as yet, they're not sure which one it's going to be.
And the rest of the industry will follow suit here?
Well, the pressures, as we said, are building on the industry. And in fact, this week, there's a major gathering involving all the major airlines in Europe to talk about climate change and how the industry can adapt to the challenge of climate change. So it does look as if Virgin's move is going to be followed by quite a few others.
All right, Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. If you don't play them, I'm sure you've heard about these massive online role-playing games like World of Warcraft. There's a new one out today with a familiar theme. Kurt Nickisch has more.
The new game is based on Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. Gamers log on to Middle-earth separately, but play together online.
I can only hope that Frodo and Sam have left the Shire. Without my aid, their road will be a perilous one.
The road could be a perilous one for Massachusetts software developer Turbine, which took 4 years to create the game. That's because its industry nemesis, Blizzard Entertainment, is slaughtering the market, making more than $1 billion a year from its popular World of Warcraft game. But Turbine CEO Jeff Anderson says his game debuts with a familiar ring.
In these games, because you can't play Gandalf or Frodo, you need to have the world itself be a very strong character. And I can't imagine any franchise doing a better job than Tolkien's Lord of the Rings.
Turbine's Quest made a depend on how many online gamers will ditch one fantasy world for this new one. In Boston, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.